The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
As you know, I've long said that Bob Ferguson is quite simply the most dangerous politician that I've ever seen around here. In 25 years, I've been watchdogging local politics, but I've never seen a politician who is supposed to be in charge of the state's legal office and justice is supposed to be blind, but he just goes after people that he disagrees with, and he offers a protection racket for the people that he disagrees with or that he thinks will be necessary for his future political ambitions. Absolutely dangerous in an attorney general. A group was trying to get Bob Ferguson out of office. The group's called Washington 3%. Matt Marshall joins me. So you're trying to get Bob Ferguson impeached, Matt?
Well, we're trying to qualify to perform a statewide citizens recall.
Okay. All right. And so you had your day in court this morning. What happened?
Well, this morning, unfortunately, the judge determined that we were required to show all proof on our initial filing with the Secretary of State and dismissed 60 pages of evidence that we submitted earlier in the week and then dismissed the case.
So they said it was dismissed for insufficient evidence, but they wouldn't consider 60 pages of evidence?
That is correct.
So what was in that 60 pages? I mean, you just heard how I feel about Bob Ferguson, but what's in there that is clears the bar for him to be removed from office in your view?
Yep. So our initial filing stated all of the laws that he had violated, and then item by item in the 60 pages known as Attachment A in the King County filings, gave dates, times, locations, quotes, specifics of every single charge that we had alleged.
Okay, give me a couple of them. Give me the ones that you think are the biggest and most relevant to my listeners of Bob Ferguson's transgressions.
So it was the sponsoring of ballot initiatives while functioning as the chief the chief attorney and legal advisor to the state. So as the executive branch, he was trying to introduce legislation, and then he sponsored, helped with, and supported the initiative process, specifically in I-1639.
Did you have in your documentation his refusal to uphold the state constitution in many areas?
We did. And in this one argument, we cited Article 1, Section 24. We also have accused or alleged and proven multiple conflicts of interest, which we can talk all day on, with the Sound Transit Authority lawsuits and his opposing and personal attacks against Tim Iman, coupled with defending I-976 in court.
And Tim Iman didn't have anything to do with your efforts, right?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, a state income tax is unconstitutional. Clearly, there's no doubt about that. Rob McKenna was willing to rule on that as Attorney General. The IRS has ruled on it. Seattle is still pursuing an income tax for the city. Bob Ferguson knows that they can't do that under the state constitution, but he refuses to say anything about it, costing taxpayers millions of dollars in this phony pursuit in the process. But he doesn't want to turn off the radical left that want an income tax. He's afraid that'll hurt him when he runs for governor someday. And for the highest legal office in our state to operate with such absolute partisan politicking, that's very disturbing to me.
Absolutely. He's obviously a corrupt politician, and you know, we were really hoping we get a little more traction with this, but now it's time to support other candidates and make sure he doesn't get reelected.
Okay, well, good luck with that. He's got name recognition, and he's got a D next to his name, so we'll see. I mean, he seems bulletproof, but we'll find out. All right, hey, Matt, so you guys are going to appeal this, I assume?
Actually, we're not. Right now, if we were to have it approved today, we're going to need 9,000 signatures a day for 110 days, and it's going to take us 30 days at least to go through the appeals process, and that's just days we're losing signatures. So, you know, at this point, coming into an election year, it's better use of our resources to find other ways to fight some of the legislation that's coming up and support other candidates.
Okay, just go after his reelection. All right, got it. Matt Marshall, Washington 3%. Appreciate you coming on with me today.
Thanks, Dory.